Hare Krishna. Many times I have been asked to say something how Giri Govardhan Giriraj came into my care. So I want to take this opportunity to say a few words how that happened. I don't remember exactly the year, but it's a rather long story, difficult to say where to start. Let's start in the year 1980. I moved to France from Germany, New Mayapur, and after a short time being in New Mayapur, I was allowed to help worship Giriraj, Giri Govardhan there in New Mayapur, which is in itself an amazing story how that Giriraj came to New Mayapur. I've been told that one devotee one day brought him back from India, and the devotees utterly did not know what to do. They kept him in a box, very locked away on the altar, the box, and for years kept him like that, until when Srila Prabhupada came to New Mayapur. I would not recall which year that was. I don't think it was the year 76, because I was visiting from Germany, New Mayapur, in 76, and had some brief darshan of Srila Prabhupada there. That's another story in itself. But when Srila Prabhupada has been asked, we have this Govardhan Srila in the box on the altar for a long time, what should we do? Srila Prabhupada said, take him out of the box, put him on the altar and worship him. And that is a very rare instruction, because generally Srila Prabhupada said, bring him back to Govardhan Hill. So perhaps that Giri Govardhan in New Mayapur was the first, or one of the first, or perhaps even the first Giri Govardhan, Govardhan Srila, worshipped in ISKCON. So when I came in 1980 to New Mayapur, shortly after, I had the good fortune of helping with the puja, the worship of Giri Govardhan, along with, as I recall, Halada Prabhu. We had turns, we had different days, and it was a most ecstatic event. That Govardhan Srila was black, and in a kind of a triangular shape, a little bit more rectangular than triangular, actually. And it was just wonderful to worship him, to bathe him, and to do the puja, to offer him his offerings of fruit and mahaprasadam, sandesh and so on, what the big deities, so Radha Govinda Madhava, Krishna Balaram, Gonitai. Yes, at that time Krishna Balaram were there in New Mayapur, actually when I had that good fortune of seeing Srila Prabhupada in 76. He at that time installed Krishna Balaram in New Mayapur. So Krishna Balaram was there, and Giriraj was on that altar of Krishna Balaram, just at the feet of Krishna Balaram, a beautiful, wonderful, transcendental place for Giri Govardhan. So it happened that his paraphernalia was not very nicely arranged. It was tatty old things and the ground, and so he didn't get that attention he really should have deserved. So I felt enthused and inspired by that worship of Giriraj, and gradually improved his little blue suitcase, which was everything together molded with blue tack inside. So I thought it set out with great happiness. And so it happens that Sharanga from the Gurukul, one of the older Gurukul boys there, he also took part in that worship. And after some time, I do believe it was just, it was us three, Halada Prabhu, Sharanga, myself, and after some time it was just Sharanga and myself, and after some time it was just myself left to do everyday Giri Govardhan's puja. It was ecstatic. At one point I was sent to Paris to help with Sankirtan Lakshmi, counting with a coins machine, going to the airport, picking up boxes with coins. The devotees have put me even a gun, a fake gun, looked very real, around my waist in a holder, or around the shoulder, or around the waist, I think. In France, that is not a problem. People walk around with guns, because I had to pick up that Lakshmi, loads of Lakshmi, from the airport. I believe so, it was Charles de Gaulle Airport, and bring it in these wooden boxes, which has been, funny enough, I think one can say that now, declared as machine parts. And sometimes the attendants in the airport could hardly lift that box, and he questioned what kind of machine parts are there. But it was declared as machine parts because otherwise it would have been considerably more expensive to send the Sankirtan collection, all coins, from the south to Paris to be counted and centrally banked like that. So that was my duty in Paris, but I felt great separation from Giriraj Govardhan. So in my desperation and separation from Giriraj, I had some pictures, big pictures for on the wall and some smaller pictures, and I continued the worship of Giriraj in Manasapucha type and with some paraphernalia also, and every morning I did Giriraj's puja in my absence from New Mayapur, and that gave me great strength and transcendental bliss. So after some time I returned back to New Mayapur, and I do recall that at one point for Govardhan puja we collected and arranged for a new throne, a new simhasana for Giriraj, and I remember Krishna Kirtan Mataji, she gave a major amount from her Sankirtan collection, and other devotees also contributed, and we got a beautiful throne for Giri Govardhan. Don't remember where we got it from, India probably, but then Giriraj had a new throne, and his suitcase, his little cupboard, everything was very nicely arranged, and he got more and more jewelry and all kinds of things. And at that time I also had contacted a jeweler in Écuyer near New Mayapur, and had made a silver stick with gold tips on each side for the painting of Giriraj. That inspiration came from Astarata Prabhu in Germany, who looked after Radha Madan Mohan and the Shaligram Shilas in Germany. So he had a silver stick and he painted the chandan on the Shila, so that came from there. But when Astarata saw that stick had been ordered in a jewelry shop, then he said, that is not a stick, that's a beam. Yes, it was a bit thick, but it was used for a long, long time to paint Giriraj. A short story, perhaps, of Giriraj in New Mayapur. On some festival. It may have been Govardhan Puja, it may have been Jamashtami or Radhashtami, I don't remember. So I forgot, Pujaris forgot to offer Giriraj sweet rice. All the other deities, Gonitai, Krishna Balaram, Shri Radha Madan Mohan, no, Shri Radha Govinda Madhava, of course. So he had said sweet rice and Giriraj was forgotten. And the altar was full of preparations and Srimad Bhagavatam class was going on. And in the middle of the class, suddenly there was a huge noise. Bang! And Balaram's club fell out of his hand. Or we could say Balaram let it fall out of his hand. And it fell on Giriraj's throne. And the throne tipped over and Giriraj jumped out of the throne. And guess where? Right into that container with sweet rice. What stood right under him. So Giriraj got his sweet rice. He was very wonderful and transcendental. So many pastimes, sir. So that was New Mayapur. Then in 88, I left New Mayapur when all the devotees from different countries in Europe, Benelux, England, they had already gone perhaps a year before. So I stuck it out at that time up till 88. And New Mayapur declined drastically. And of course, that was a great separation from Giri Govardhan. In the meantime, I had been given some Shaligram Shilas. I always had that desire through my contact with Germany, with Astarata, with the German farm and the Shaligram Shilas there, to worship Giriraj along with Shaligram Shila. And of course we have that quote where Srila Prabhupada said, Shaligram Shila worship should go on in every temple. So I have asked, I had Puchari Vishesha and so on, but nobody was enthusiastic to start Shaligram Shila worship in New Mayapur. I brought it even up to Bhagavan and I got a letter from him, I believe so. And he said, I don't doubt you are qualified of worshipping Shaligram Shila, but I feel they are not ready in New Mayapur for that. So, in short, he did not agree that that worship should go on in New Mayapur, out of whatever reasons. So that did therefore not happen. Huh? It was just Giriraj, but he was, of course, so blissful to worship. So after I left New Mayapur in 88, no Giriraj, but a few Shaligram Shilas, which has been given to me. One of them at least came from Krishna Kshetra Prabhu in Germany. One or two came from Pitavas Prabhu in New Mayapur. I also had a Dwaraka Shila and a Sudarshan Chakra, not a Shaligram Shila, a Dwaraka Chakra, a white Dwaraka Chakra. And still I have these three Shilas. One I used to worship as Lakshmi Nrisimha with some opening, some mouth and a chakra on top and one on bottom. Later on, Puri Maharaj from Scotland, he explained actually it was Ugna Nrisimha. And then I had two Asashilas with no special markings. I worshipped them as Krishna and Balaram. The Dwaraka Shila I worshipped as Rukmini Dwarkadish and the little Dwaraka Chakra as Sudarshan Chakra. And that is the same Shilas I still have today. Even so, I had much opportunity of increasing that family, but I felt that is enough. It is easier to travel. Why getting such a big entourage of Shaligram Shilas? The whole spiritual world was there with Nrisimhadev and Krishna and Balaram and Rukmini Dwarkadish or Radha Krishna in effect, and Sudarshan Chakra. Except later on, much later, while living in England, that must have been perhaps around 2005, I mentioned to Puri Maharaj, who had at that time some 10,000 Shaligram Shilas or more, I had the desire of carrying one Shaligram Shila with me on some kind of container around my neck, some locket. That was mentioned to him on the sideline when he came to Leicester for the installation of Sri Panchatattva. Almost a year later, I went for a visit to Scotland, to Karuna Baba, and I spoke with Prabhupada Vani and said, you think it would be possible to get a Shaligram Shila from these 10,000? Because I heard Puri Maharaj had given some Shilas away to various devotees. And he said, Prabhupada Vani, speak to Guru Maharaj. I had no opportunity to speak to him, but next morning in class, he stretched out his hand when I thought he could throw something to me, but I opened my hand and he sent over and he dropped something in my palm. And what was it? It was a locket with a Sudarshan Shaligram inside. So he did remember that from Leicester, from the installation of Panchatattva. I think it was 2004. And there is a story along with it. Interesting story. Actually, that locket along with the Shila had been given to Puri Maharaj by Indradyumna Swami, and Indradyumna Swami received that locket with the Shaligram at his sannyasa initiation. There's a little side story with that sannyas initiation, but I will not tell that at this point. So, living then in England, I went to Vrindavan at one point. I don't remember the year. I would have to find out. By then, of course, New Mayapur had declined very badly, and said Giriraj has been taken by Indradyumna Swami, and he traveled with him around on his preaching, because nobody seemingly was very much looking after Giriraj in New Mayapur. Later on, of course, as this Giriraj belongs eternally to New Mayapur, he returned Giriraj to New Mayapur. So I went to Vrindavan, perhaps in 88 I came to England, and perhaps a few years later I went to Vrindavan, maybe 2 years, maybe in 2000, around that time. And of course, Govinda Maharaj, he was in Mayapur also at the time. At the time he was Ayodhyapati, and he knew my attachment to Giri Govardhan and said I worshipped him there in Mayapur. So he was in Vrindavan, and out of chest, more or less, or half serious, I spoke to Maharaj, and it was in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, I remember that. I said, when Maharaj, when will I receive Giriraj from your hand? Why I said that, I have heard some stories that Maharaj was, or at least I heard this story, said Govinda Maharaj gave Govardhan Shila to Indyadumna Swami, and Indyadumna Swami gave a Govardhan Srila to Govinda Maharaj, and which fulfilled Shastric stipulation that Giriraj must be received from a Vaishnav. So that I knew. So half out of chest I said to Govinda Maharaj, when will I receive Giriraj from your hand? And to my great surprise, he was saying, are you praying to Srimati Radharani? I had, after leaving New Mayapur, I had absolutely no hope of obtaining a Govardhan Srila, serving a Govardhan Srila, because I knew very well the Shastric injunctions. One cannot just go to Govardhan Hill and pick up a Srila. That is not possible. One has to replace that Srila with an equal amount of gold. That Srila has to be given by one spiritual master or Vaishnav, and one must receive permission like that. Plus, one has to get permission from a Brijbasi to take Giriraj out of Vraj. And some even maintain that Giriraj can never be taken out of Vraj. So all this was well known to me. But it was also well known how blissful the worship of Giri Govardhan is. From my experience in New Mayapur and from reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, after Lord Chaitanya gave a Govardhan Srila and a small garland of guncha beads to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami felt great transcendental ecstasy of worshipping that Govardhan Srila, which was always moist from Lord Chaitanya's tears, and which Lord Chaitanya put on his head and smelt him and so on, and kept him for quite a long time. So this description in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the chapter of where Lord Chaitanya gives that Govardhan Srila to Raghunath Das Goswami, that was very blissfully described. Krishna Das Kaviraj has wonderfully described those chapters. So when Govinda Maharaj told me, are you praying to Srimati Radharani? I suddenly had some real hope. What was meant as jest or half jest, I don't know even why I said that, became suddenly a tangible reality. So you can imagine my great joy, my great excitement. And that was perhaps only a week before Govardhan Puja, because it was Kartik in Vrindavan. So I took that instruction to heart, and I went in front of Srimati Radharani, and I prayed. I remember very hard, every day, as much and often possible as I could. Please, Srimati Radharani, by your intervention and by your desire, please let me worship Giriraj Govardhan Srila. Let me receive a Govardhan Srila from Govinda Maharaj's hand. So that was essentially my prayer. And that established also a very wonderful, if I can say so, relationship with Radha Shyam and Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. To that very day, that is my most favorite place in Vrindavan, to just stand in front of Radha Shyama. And there is some wonderful reciprocation going up. Some of it can be read in my Kartik Diaries blog on our website, gauranga.org. Kartik Diaries, from our experience and my experience last year, 2006, Kartik in Vrindavan. So then it came, the story really starts now, it came close to Govardhan Puja, and I heard a small parikram has been organized. I don't remember, was it actually the Govardhan Puja day? It may be very well, or was it the day before, or the day after? I don't remember. So that small group, maybe with 8, not more than 10 devotees, I was excited, because on that group was Govinda Maharaj, Shivaram Swami, I remember Shruti Dharma from the manor, and some other devotees, disciples of Shivaram Swami. That was the planned Govardhan Parikram. And I felt, now or never. If it really happening something, that is the chance of my life to receive Govardhan Shila Giriraj from Govinda Maharaj. So, with great excitement, and yes, of course, my son, Shalagram Shila, was also with us, and he was also excited. And we went with that parikram. I had my camera with me, and on some places I took some photos, but I could not really. It distracted me, and I wanted to just pray to receive Giriraj on that auspicious occasion. So I gave the camera to Shalagram and said, you take pictures. So we came eventually, I believe it was Manasi Ganga. No, it was Manasi Ganga, but I'm not exactly sure which temple it was. Perhaps it was Haridev or any other temple. Also, the devotees went in, and Shalagram wanted to make some pictures, and there was a crowd in front of the altar. And then the devotees already moved for going. And Shalagram wanted to take a picture of the altar. It was allowed to make some photographs. And then the Puchari was very helpful. And he said, you just wait, I'll get the light. So by then, the devotees had already gone out, and I felt some anxiety. At that time, in around 2000, I did not know Vrindavan very well. I still don't, but I know a little bit more now, and would find my way around at that time. It was very new to me. Perhaps it was even the first Kartik I ever spent in Vrindavan. So the Puchari eventually brought a lamp, and Shalagram took a photo, and all the devotees were gone. It was me, Shalagram, and some Mataji was there also left behind. And we went out and trying to find the devotees, and they were gone. We asked the people, and pointed to the left, Hare Krishna, devotees, yes, yes, yes. We pointed to the right, Hare Krishna, devotees there, this way along, yes, yes, yes. So we could not get any information from the locals, nor did we speak any Hindi. So that was even greater anxiety. Will I be cheated out of that opportunity of receiving Giriraj by having lost the devotees? I prayed so hard to find the devotees again, but to no avail. So I knew we were before Govinda Kunta. And I knew also that Govinda Maharaj has his own Giriraj. Govardhan Shila came from Govinda Kund. And I knew also that, I think I knew from him, that Govinda Kund, so Govardhan Shilas are endowed with a very special quality, very special sweetness. And Govinda Kund is, of course, a very, very sweet place, where Lord Indra performed Abhishek of Krishna after sending this devastating rain to Vrindavan, and after Krishna lifted Giriraj with his small finger of his left hand. So I knew if there is any chance of receiving Giriraj, it is at Govinda Kunta. That I knew, but we had lost the devotees. We did not know where they are. We did not know where Govinda Kund is. I only knew Govinda Kund was ahead of us. So eventually we made up our mind and go straight to Govindakund without finding the devotees. We would actually have been running and finding the devotees. I was ready to run, but we had this Mataji. Also, she was also lost. Three of us. So we couldn't leave her behind. Otherwise, I think we might have been running and finding the little group of Parikram, of devotees. So people pointed out Govindakund, and everybody sat in the same direction, so we were quite sure we're heading towards Govindakund. But we weren't sure if the devotees had been at Govindakund and moving further once we're arriving there, then all my hopes would be dashed. I prayed for a taxi or any transporter. There were taxis going by, but everything was full. We tried to flag down a car, taxi, anything movable, it was full. And I don't think I have ever prayed so intensely. Eventually, a tonka came and he stopped. And at that point, I would have given that tonka, wala, my whole Lakshmi, anything what I had with me, just to get a ride to Govindakund. But he was an honest man. He just took the normal fare. And we went to Govindakund. And we arrived at Govindakund. The whole way, praying like mad. And there were no devotees there. Oh, I had great anxiety until I realized we must have overtaken the devotees. So we must be ahead of the devotees, that feeling I had. So I looked around. I remember very well, as if it was yesterday. Giriraj, what Giriraj? Is Giriraj so close by Govindakund? I only knew one thing. I wanted a Giriraj which was as black as the one in Umayyapur. And I wanted a Giriraj with a flat surface to paint and put ice on in front. I wanted a Giriraj which resembles the one in Umayyapur very, very much. And one which could nicely lean against the throne, so with a good stand and a good surface, and not too big and not too small, so that he would fit nicely. A throne perhaps as big as, not bigger than the palm of a hand to the most. So, but which Giriraj? Govardhan Hill, everywhere on the foot of the hill, there were hundreds and thousands of Govardhan Shilas. No, I'm not starting to choose, see. And I remember her, there was a cow, wonderful cow standing there. I went to that cow, patted her, and in my excitement, I said, please, go Mata, tell me, which Giriraj is supposed to be mine? So finally, I went a little bit away to, there was a tree, and under that tree, there were a bushy tree, there were a lot of Govardhan Shilas. And I picked one up after offering obeisances, of course, and looked at him, and he was not the size or not flat enough to paint. And I picked another one up because I did not want to get into choosing and discharging. I picked the second one up and he was in a triangular shape with a flat surface in front, good size. And I thought, okay, that's it. I placed him back exactly where I saw him. And as I turned around, there was Govinda Maharaj walking away from the main group of devotees and having obviously seen me and coming towards me and asking, so, which Giriraj do you want? And I said very eagerly, this one, that second one which I had picked up. And he kindly picked him up, put him in my hand and gave me that instruction. You go to, when we come to Radhakund, base him in Radhakund, Send in Shyama Kund and again in Radha Kund, and that is the beginning of your puja. And do it quietly. Don't make a big thing out of it. Nobody needs to know. So that was that transcendental event. And I forgot to mention, when we started our parikram around Govardhan Hill, starting at Kushum Sarovar, right at that, after the lake, there's a little ashram, little Brijbasi Babaji. Now, to my great surprise, I found out that this place now is run by the Scottish Yatra, Puri Maharaj. Babaji has passed away. Anyway, at that time, before we started the parikram, that's a very important bit of information, Govinda Maharaj went to said Babaji and said, "Here, this boy, he took me inside. He wants to worship Giriraja. Can you give your permission?" And the Baba said, "Yes." And he put his hand, patted my head. So I knew at that point, today I will receive Giriraj. Therefore, my anxiety when we lost the devotees was so great, because I knew it's going to happen today. So when we, after I bathed Giriraj in Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Radha Kund, as instructed, secretly, just chalagram with me. And after, when we came back to Kushum Sarovar, Govinda Maharaj took me again to Babaji, and he gave his blessings to take Giriraj out of Vrindavan. And I gave some donation. And basically, that was the story how Giri Govardhan came in my care. And if you ever come to Leicester and visit us at the Hare Krishna Center, you will see Giriraj there on his beautiful throne, nicely sitting there in an ocean of tulsi mancharis, as we have many tulsis. We have also many photos on our website, gauranga.org, and you go to the gallery, you find some links to some beautiful pictures of our deities, Sri Sri Nitai, Sachi Sundar, and you find some beautiful photos of Giriraj also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.